And we're going to begin today with Sarah Carr Jordan reading a daily word.
Focus. I keep my thoughts focused on God. Great peace and joy fill me when I know my head, when I bow my head in prayer or raise my voice in song. My mind filled with thoughts of God and my heart overflowing with love. I wish to carry these blissful feelings with me wherever I go. My spiritual connection guides me in all my travels and interactions, keeping me calm and kind, balanced and unflappable. I center myself in peace and a feeling of deep well-being, which keeps me from feeling swayed by life's transient rhythms. I meet all circumstances with calm and poise, rising above annoyances and discord. I receive others with kindness and compassion, no matter how they treat me. I respond thoughtfully and act gently, drawing my patience and perspective from my focus on God, my source of love and light. Jeremiah 29 and 13 says, "When you search for me, you will find me if you seek me with all your heart."
Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful daily word. And so as we settle into this time apart, let's just take a deep breath in and begin to bring our focus into this time and place right here, right now. The article that I am going to share with you today is from the book Mind the Master Power. Just a few thoughts from that book. And the title of it is How to Change Your Life. And I'm sure we've all been through it from time to time, saying to ourselves, this has got to change. There has got to be more to life than what I am experiencing right now. And so a spiritual approach to life holds the answer. In the world of effects, we may seem to be merely ants or computers or objects to be used. But in the inner world, the spiritual universe, we are individuals. We are points of expression of a miracle power. So you have meaning and purpose because you are a part of the spiritual whole. Just as the smallest part of your body is important to normal and perfect functioning, you are part of the whole body. So you can begin today right where you are with the knowledge and the understanding you presently have. First, take some time to get away from it all. Take time to go apart and sit quietly. Get away from all the distractions that clutter your consciousness, so that you cannot focus your attention. You want to get away from all that and the outer universe. Avoid the distraction of television and newspapers and books, even truth books, would you believe? sometimes it's best to just get away from it all, to take time apart and sit quietly. Then, as you sit quietly in meditation, gently, ever so gently, ease all distracting thoughts from your field of consciousness. Don't hurry them or force them to go. Simply become aware of them, bless them, and invite them to go. Often as I sit in the quiet, if a lot of thoughts come crowding through, I just tell them, peace be still. Peace be still. We're doing good, and if necessary, I'll pick you back up on my way out of this quiet. So this may take a couple of minutes for your outer-oriented ego with its go-go need for continuous and outer distractions may say, let's get it over with. Hurry up. You've been sitting long enough. Let's do something useful. But if you are serious about changing your life and the direction in which you may be headed, let something deeper than your personal ego take charge. This something cannot easily be described or labeled, but it can be experienced. We call it the superego, the indwelling Christ, or just the I am of you. Live in the now. The way to become excited or energized or to fully and completely feel alive is to look to and depend upon our inner contact with that energy field we call God or the kingdom of God. This does not mean we don't play golf or bow or enjoy relaxation in many of the other ways. The point is that we do not need these things in order to be happy. We are not slaves to the outer things. We are free souls. So here are two suggestions for a start. First, make more than a half-hearted attempt to meditate. And the second thing is to live deeply in the present moment. If you are going to work on the premise that real energy, real excitement, by which we mean that feeling of being fully and enthusiastically alive, comes from a source within you, then it follows that you have to spend time getting acquainted, being at home in those reaches deep within your inner space. So explore inner space. Once you are launched into a program of inner space and discovery, once you taste, experience, make a part of yourself that inner atmosphere of peace and wonder and humility, you will find a new quality in your consciousness. You will find that you look forward to living deeply in the present moment. This happens not just in your meditation time, but as you live the hours and days of your entire life. become self-energized by the power of God within you, you can live a truly wonderful life in the present moment. Gradually, the light of the I Am suffuses your consciousness, spreading like the light of dawn. Gradually, you change. Your habits change. Your values change. Your circumstances change. And guess what? Your life changes. You are no longer utterly and hopelessly dependent on other people and outer circumstances to make you feel right, good, or secure. You know, peace is power. For out of the stillness, out of the peace, strength is born. And out of peace, inner harmony, productivity flourishes. Take time. Take time right now, right here, this very moment, to rest in that inner peace. Take time apart, right here, right now. Our collective consciousness is blended together, and there's power in this moment, right here, right now. And as we breathe in and breathe out and feel that power stirring deep within us, we're so grateful that we know that we are energized by the power of God within us. So in this very moment, as we breathe in and breathe out, we give ourselves permission. You know, sometimes you have to actually give that permission to your body to take this time apart, to be quiet for a while, to know that it's okay to enter into a time of quiet. Everything that you need to do in this day will fall into place and will feel much richer when you take time to settle within. So breathing in and breathing out, come to that point within where you know that you are in the space and time where there is no beginning and no ending, where there's only spirit. And in this place and time, step over the threshold of your inner chamber. Breathe that deep sigh of surrender and take some time to rest in the quiet right here, right now. And just for a few moments, take time to give thanks for the time you've had apart, for the gifts you have received in the quiet. And think on these words. I bless the world because I radiate light of harmonizing, unifying love in every direction. And this light encompasses every person, every nation, every form of life. I am the thought, word, and action of divine love. I am the thought, word, and action of divine love. I am the thought, word, and action of divine love. And as we begin to bring ourselves back to the presence of this room and complete our time of prayer together. If anyone has asked you to pray with them this week, or if you want to place someone in the midst of all this generated energy, speak their names right where you are or hold them in your heart, but take a moment right now. And we enfold into this anyone that has ever crossed the threshold of this church. And we spread out to all the Unity churches promoting the messages taught by Jesus Christ. And we know that there are no bounds or limitations, so we let these thoughts float out to all churches that are promoting the love and the oneness and the teachings of Jesus Christ. And we let these thoughts spread out and reach out and touch people who are different from ourselves on the outer, but we know on the inner we all have the presence of the Christ that connects us. And so we reach across to those foreign countries and to those lands where the language may be different, but love is love wherever you may go. Holy Spirit, we are so grateful to come together this afternoon to see truth in all that we do and say, to see truth in each face as we look into the eyes of those whom we may come in contact with this day. And for this and all things and all the love, we affirm together the prayer of protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And we know this to be the truth of our being. And so it is, and it is so. Amen. Take a deep breath and just know you're going to go forth and do wonderful things this day. Bless you.